Hello, dear twinklers. Welcome again to another story session from Chandana Aunty and Abhi Aunty. So here's a story for you all to think about what Deepavali really means, the real wealth. So every year, little Lakshmi saw the same thing happen again and again during the Deepavali festival. A Lakshmi Puja would be done at her Dadi's place where all her father and his brothers would meet up and a grand puja for Goddess Lakshmi would be done. And her father would tell her that, look Lakshmi, this is the most important puja for us. It's the new year for our business. And every year after the function was over, the brothers used to fight how to run the business, who should stay late, how to double the profits, how to share the assets. There was constant bickering and complaining and a lot of stress around all of them and their households. Lakshmi loved to play with her cousins who were all about her age. But whenever her father and her brother and his brothers had a fight, she would not be able to see her cousins for about weeks together. And she missed them, and so did them miss Lakshmi. So this was going on year after year, and she was growing up. And one year during the Deepavali, as usual during the Lakshmi Puja, they had been praying to Goddess Lakshmi to double their profit, that they had offered 9 coconuts, and as to why there was no raise in the profits. They were so asking for this and that from Goddess Lakshmi. So one brother by mistake had pushed the lamp, and they started scolding him that he was bringing bad omen to the business and they did not want him or his brother in the puja. So the grandmother was seeing everything that was going on between her sons, and she said, you know, it was enough. And she took all the grandchildren outside and she asked them to bring flowers, and she removed her Lakshmi locket and put it on a pedestal and asked them to decorate with flowers. When this was happening, Lakshmi asked her grandmother, Dadi, do you think Lakshmi Ma would come here? Because there's a grand puja happening inside and this is a very simple floral decoration and I don't know whether Goddess Lakshmi will choose us over them. Grandmother told Lakshmi, do you know what Goddess Lakshmi stands for? Goddess Lakshmi stands for peace, kindness, generosity, more than any form of physical wealth, Lakshmi. And children, do you know what? Notice what is happening inside? Goddess Lakshmi does not give us anything. She does not stay in a place where there is no satisfaction, where there is no sincere hard work, there is no contentedness. So Goddess Lakshmi will definitely choose us over their worship. The kids nodded to what Dadima was saying. And they just loved playing with each other. And when the elders came out and saw this, they started to separate the children. When grandmother spoke up and said, don't you understand anything from the children? Don't you see where Goddess Lakshmi is? Goddess Lakshmi is with these children, where there is so much of happiness and peace of mind and laughter and kindness. Goddess Lakshmi does not reside with any of you, nor in your pujas, said Dadima, very upset but stern about their son's behavior. Their sons put their head down and understood an important lesson that day on that Deepavali. The Deepavali had changed their outlook and their lives for the better. Well, what do you want to change in your life, children? Let me know, share your thoughts. Thank you. Have a good day.